Okay, we begin Be'ezus Hashem this morning with a new malacha, malachas teichin, the act of grinding on Shabbos. In the Seder of the Mishnah, it comes in the preparation of bread. You grind the wheat to make flour, and so says the Mishnah. Teichin. In the Gemara, seems to go off on a different aspect of teichin, and that's where we start here. The Gemara at Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara says v'hateichin is one of the obvious malachas, one of the 39 malachas. Amar Papa, hay man de parim silka, a person who is parim silka. What does parim mean, and what does silka mean? Is chayim mishum teichin. Someone is parim silka. He's chayiv for the act of grinding, and av malacha, chayiv skila, if he does it with Edim and Asra, if he does it b'shei, he has to bring a carbon chatos. So it's a serious malacha, because someone could be parim silka, someone could, as Rashi will explain here, chop something up into fine pieces and be chayiv a carbon chatos, because he didn't know that you're not allowed to do it on a Shabbos. So parim silka, Rashi here says parim silka b'mem garsina v'loy b'samach k'depirish v'hara b'haraitiv is my kippah pirma. And he says here mince v'laz, which we would say in English is to mince or to dice. Lachte l'chatich is kanes b'ktanais, and in Rashi's words mechatchay hodik, to chop something up, cut something up finely, that is Malachas teichin. So not only grinding as we know it, you take a millstone and you grind wheat into flour, but even cutting something up into fine pieces is going to be the malacha of teichin, which would really preclude us from making a nice salad on Shabbos and chopping cucumbers into fine pieces, or taking scallions and dicing them. We'll not be able to do that on Shabbos. A lot of people have eggs and on Shabbos, egg salad on Shabbos, and you have to chop the eggs, right? So maybe that will be a problem of taking, because you're chopping the eggs into finely ground pieces, small pieces, okay? Which we'll see actually in the Peskim, according to the way Rashi is learning already, chopping something up into small pieces, the Peskim ready, the Rishonim deal with how small is small. And the Yireim, Rabbi Elazar Mimitz already says, the Be'alacha brings from Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, that we don't know what the shear is. Now, if he doesn't know what the shear is, so, you know, what are we left with? So there are some, there's actually a Sefer, Pa'asotcha, written by one of the Achrayim, who says that really, he writes a whole cheshbon of what the shear is exactly. He says, should I write what the shear is? Where the Yireim says, I don't know what it is. Right? He says, but the other choice is that you can leave it to all the people in the kitchen. Most of them being the women in the kitchen. They're going to decide how small, how finely chopped is considered teichin. And therefore, he says, therefore I'll try to explain what it is. Okay, so we'll see. There are some svarim that give some sort of regulation of how small is small. But that's how Rashi learns. And we'll see Tosfos also learns like this. That's what parim silka is. Parim means to chop something up fine. Silka we know as beets. Okay, fine. Beets, what do we know about beets? Well, one thing, they grow from the ground. And it's a sharp fruit. Okay? So that's the example given in the Gemara, and certainly it will be relevant in what the example given here is indeed beets. And as you see Tosfos, let's go right away to Tosfos. This is the third Maramakimer on the page. Hai mad de parim silka, says Tosfos, davke besilka, shayich tchina. Only by a food like silka is it applicable, the malacha of teichin, of grinding it. Avashara echlin shari. So Tosfos right off the bat now says you have no problem with it. You want to chop your vegetables, your carrots, your cucumbers, your scallions. Seems not to be a problem. Okay, good. All right, so you want to say maybe Tosfos is not. When he says davka is lav davka.
The Rosh Chodesh said Like silka, so that's why I picked up.
That's why I thought you maybe tasted not davka. But that's a davka besilka. So he's saying the Gemara says specifically something like silka is a problem, but shar oichlin, all other foods, is not a problem. Which is really needs a big explanation. Why should other foods not be susceptible to the malach of teichin? I mean, the whole malach of teichin is done with food. Malach of teichin is done with kernels. So I'm saying it's not food. I mean, kernels are kernels of wheat. You could eat a kernel of wheat, kaiseh schitim, you make a bracha on it. So it is food. The Gemara will continue and say that there are other cases of teichin dealing with wood. And teichin is applicable in other areas too, but certainly it should be applicable to food.
The distinction with the grain by itself is not food. Once you grind it, it becomes food. When the other food that he mentions here is already food.
So ready food.
You chop it, you're not preparing the food, you're just making a different shape.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking your food, making a different shape. You take a carrot, which is already food, it's already edible, you're making it a different shape, as opposed to a kernel of wheat.
Which is not food.
Well, it really is food. I'm saying you could...
You don't eat it like that.
So the Gemara says it's not maybe the normal way of eating it, so you would alter the bracha, you make a bracha barapri adama on someone who eats wheat, instead of the ultimately mezainis or hamaisi, which you would make. But okay. But that's what Taisa seems to say, that other foods are not a problem of teichin. And that needs an explanation why that would be.
So the machlok of Rabbi Menashe, is that on whether it applies to food and non-food? Or?
No. They're just giving you other examples.
That example has to be wood, right?
Yeah.
And Rabbi Papa says it's food.
So they don't have to be arguing.
The boat teaches
Tiddush. Right.
The wood token is grinding wheat, right? So now the Rapapa is expanding it to silka, to other kinds, to mincing and this kind of business. And the Rav Menashe is expanding it to non-food items.
But they're not excluding each other.
Right, I don't think you have to, they're not arguing on one another, right. They're just giving different examples of teichin. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll get to that Gemara. We'll come back to the continuation of that Gemara and with the Rashi on it as well. Okay. Yeah. So before we go to the continuation of this Gemara, let us go to the second page. This is it's not relevant really what the Gemara is talking about over there, Knivas Yerek, preparing food for after Yom Kippur. But there's a Taisvis over there on that Gemara, and Taisvis says the Elala Knivas Yerek. Gemara says that's what it's talking about, referring to Knivas Yerek. Nira Larida Smachta Baalmuhu, Dimidai Raisa, Fumidai Raisa, that it wouldn't be permitted by Yom Kippur, Nami Litzer, and Yom Kippur also should be Osir. The hod amma perikol agadol haiman the kind of silka chayiv shtayim hasamayri mechuber. You're talking about where you're peeling off or cutting off beets. That's where it's attached to the ground. V'hocha ayri betalosh kedepirish bekuntris. Okay. Now here's what we need. So Tais is talking about some sort of yerek, some vegetable, which your knivas yerek is some sort of cutting of a vegetable. And this cutting of a vegetable is in preparation to eat after Yom Kippur. Says Taisus, one second, how could you tell me, how could the Gemara say that you're allowed to cut a vegetable on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos? Didn't the Gemara on Ayin Dalet we just learned say you're not allowed to cut vegetables? Right? So what would we answer, knowing what Taisus says in Ayin Dalet on the days? We said, that's only for beets, not other vegetables. And Taisus says something else. This Knivas Yerek is not similar to what we just learned in Klagodl, high minded parim silk, or someone who minces beets, chai mishum taichain. The Hosamari Kishay Sechatich is dakois ma'oid. There it's talking about you make very fine cut pieces. And here we're talking about you made larger pieces. Oh, so if they're bigger pieces, you're not faced with the issue of teichin, but then you have to deal with what the Gemara is talking about here, preparing for after Yom Kippur. So either you're going to learn that there's a stira in Taisus over here. Taisus is contradicting himself. Before he said that by Shar Eichlin, Teichen doesn't apply, right? Avol Shar Eichlin is Shari, but it's permissible to finely cut other foods. And here he's saying that there's a problem cutting vegetables. So this is a problem that we have with Taisvis, which we have to try to figure out. And many of the Akhrenim ask on Taisvis that he seems to be contradicting himself. In other words, what you'd be saying is that Shar Eichlin, he meant other foods, but he meant a certain category of foods. He didn't mean vegetables. It's a bit vague, right? So maybe I have to say something like that. Okay. Yeah, okay, so we'll see. Now let's go to the Rush. Skip the Shulchan Aruch on page 2 and let's go to the Rush. So we know what Taisvah says. Taisvah says in one place that only silk is a problem of cutting into fine pieces and not, other foods not. Yet on Kuf Yudalad and Bey seems to say that there will be a problem of cutting vegetables into small pieces. The Rush says something interesting. Amar Papa Haiman de Parak Silka B'Shabbos Chaim Mishum Teichin. He quotes the Gemara. Pirish Rabbeinu Chanan Zal. What is this case talking about? Not what we thought it's talking about. Not food, but Atzei Dekolim. You're talking about pieces of wood. Shayim Dem Shivi Shivi Kein Nimin. So you have, let's say, strips of wood. Shekishim Efarek HaNimin. That when you peel off, either you're peeling off the bark of the tree. Halalu, when you peel off this bark, yaitzimi benem kimay kemach dak, sort of like a dust or a sawdust that comes out, and because when you peel off this wood, sawdust comes out, that's similar to flour, and thereby you're creating a malach of teichin. Even though it seems to be indirect, it's now yikavana, which other Rishonim ask, kimay kemach. Lefikach, therefore, this hamanaftsa is possibly an extra word. In some gears, we don't have it. Therefore, chayim mishum teichin. So that's how he learns this gemara. We're talking about where you're peeling off wood, and therefore dust particles come out, and that's grinding. That's a form of grinding. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Opirish hagnu, and this is a very good explanation. Dumya desola silti. Ah, that's why the gemara continues. Omer manashia, haman desola silti. That's the continuation. Another application dealing with wood where you'll be a problem of teichin. But why, as the Rush says, or the way the Rabbeinu Chanan learned, why would you start talking about food and then switch to wood? Okay? Well, Pirish Agun, do me the Sala Silti.
Yeah, but you may give something essential for it. I just have to flow with the Mark.
I know, but I'm saying he's saying the Pshat and the Rush before he even told us about Ein Tchina Ba'Eichlin, he's saying it's Dumi the Sala Silti. So I would thought that's what he means to say. It's similar to the other case in the Gemara. Is peeling thin strips of wood. Yeah, we didn't continue that Gemara. If you peel thin strips of wood, make twigs to start a fire, you also chayim mishum teichin. Umasha pirish Rashi. Okay, so here's the crux of what we need from the Rush. Umasha pirish Rashi, the Purim Silka. And that the Rashi explained in Purim Silka, shemachatech yiroka is dak, that you cut up vegetables in fine pieces, pirish tamuhu. That's a baffling way of explaining it. Pirish tamuhu, dub why? Because davashu oichel, umechadarai zidak dak, ain't shaykh betchina. To take something which is food and chop it up finely, says the Rush, there's no tchina on that. So we have extremes in the yeshivtas over here. Rashi says to take a carrot or a cucumber or a tomato and cut it up into fine pieces to make a salad on Shabbos, yichaye b'chatas, deraisa. And the Rush seems to say, in my house, we would do that to make salad on Shabbos. Cut it up fine, no problem at all. Tosfos, we're not sure. Tosfos seems to say it's only applicable by some foods, but not other foods. The Rush says all foods, right? The Rush says even silka wouldn't be a problem, because he doesn't even explain the Gemara is talking about beets, it's talking about wood. So the Rush seems to open the whole the door in terms of any food you're allowed to cut on Shabbos. Now, you could say, and you could ask on the Rush, again, if you say that kernels of wheat are food, so you see, Teichin does apply to food. Do you want to say, because it's like Baruch was saying, oh, Baruch the Mayor, yeah. So that the kernel, even though you would consider it in a food category, but since it's not ready to eat, and there the Rush would agree. Okay, so then you still would be limiting the Rush to things that are edible right now. Okay? And in the, and possibly in Tosfos also, maybe we'll say silka is some sort of funny food that needs more preparation. And that's why Tosfos says that yirakos, to cut vegetables, indeed would be a problem. And it's certainly not like the Rush, right? Certainly not like the Rush. Yeah. No, but it's, you still have to explain what tastes of a shara eichlin shari. Okay, so that's the other sheet that you have, the Rush. So again, so Rashi says you can't cut vegetables fine pieces. Tosfos seems to say some foods are a problem, some foods are not a problem. Tosfos, cutting vegetables is a problem, but yet Tosfos has a line that Shara Eichlin is mutter to cut even into small pieces. Then you have the Rush, everything is mutter, foods not applicable, taken to food. Now we'll go to the Rambam Shita. Throw one more sheet over here. That's the fourth item on page 2. Says the Rambam, Amechatech haseyerek dak dak kedei levashloi hareza told us teichein v'chayiv. Also learns like Rashi that you're what included in teichein is cutting something up into fine pieces. So the truth is, there's a Rashi later on Kuf Chav Chesem and Aleph, which says chopping up something is only a told of teichin. Yeah. Which we'll bring. That's a good point, but we'll bring that in a minute. But that you see from the Rambam. The Rambam says, first of all, this is not the av malach of teichin. So that already is a red flag here. It's only a tolda. It's a subcategory of the av malacha. Okay, but then he throws in, which also baffles all the achrayim, is someone chops up a vegetable kedei levashla in order to cook it. Yichayev mishum teichin. A tolda's teichin. What do I need to? Who cares what I want to do with it? You want to tell me if I'm going to cook it, then I'm chayim shir, and if I want to eat it, it's not a problem.
So he's telling you another aspect to help separate it from eating. Otherwise, that's the key to everything.
Okay, but So that's maybe you're jumping to a pshat in the Rambam already, but at least let's appreciate the issue here. The issue is that the Rambam says if someone chops up a vegetable, someone chops up a vegetable, dak into fine pieces, the way Rashi learned what this teichin issue is, kidei levashlei, if you did it in order to cook the vegetable, then you chayev.
Yeah.
When is he going to cook it?
What?
You could learn the Rambam that it's holding like the Rosh Chodesh, it's all kosher for alter.
Yeah.
He doesn't say it. He doesn't say it.
No, that's it. But that's it. But he's a good question. When you're doing this on Shabbos, right? To chop something up on Friday afternoon is not a problem. So you're doing it on Shabbos. If you're doing it on Shabbos, what do you mean kidei levash? Like, how are you going to cook it? So you have a hakana problem, right?
It's a different problem.
Yeah, so that's a very strange case that the Rambam is saying, right? If you're doing it in order to cook it, then it's a problem of teichin. He doesn't know teichin, doesn't know bishul. You know, Otu Bartolay asking, and other people don't know anything. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, even though this is in Hilchos Shabbos, you could say, I think we have a pshat for it. But on Yom Tov, you would have this issue. Okay? But so Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. So are you allowed to grind on Yom Tov? Also, for Melechus Seichel Nefesh, would you be allowed to grind? Okay. Fine. Now, then there's a final sheet, which... Dr. Weiss just mentioned that maybe this is what the Rambam's opinion is also. But the final sheet here is on the last page, which is a Tshuvas HaRashba. And the Tshuvas HaRashba, maybe we'll just see part of it. But he was asked, is someone allowed to grind up bread? Could you take challah or bread and grind it up? Do you have a problem of teichin or not? And in his tshuva, in the second paragraph, tshuva mistamra mistarba deha deparim silka davka b'mechatech dak kidei la'eichlei l'machar. The only problem of chopping something up into fine pieces is only if you're going to do it for the next day or later that day. But you're doing it in the morning for later in the afternoon. Actually, silka, usually what you do is you chop it up and then you're going to cook it. If that's the normal way of preparation, says the Rashba, but to chop something up, to eat it right away, is permissible. And he throws in a svara. Number one, he says, you have to eat. And you have to eat food. And therefore, they didn't limit a person to eat his pieces, to eat his food, big pieces or small pieces. That's one svara he says. And then he says another thing. Just like we learned in Malachas Bayrer. And what was the pshat? What's the heter of Bayrer? Bayrer v'eichel la'alter. If you want to do Bayrer for immediate use, you're allowed to. So that's what the Rambam says. And that's what the Rashba says. Seems two different svaras here of why teichin is mutter to do for immediate use. Number one, he says, because the Torah allowed you to eat on Shabbos, so if you're allowed to eat, we can't limit you how big your pieces are. It's one svara. It needs to be explained. And then the second svara is, look at the Malcha Beira. By Beira, we knew the Gemara said that you're allowed to do Beira for immediate use, so why is Teichin any different? Which actually, we'll see the Shulta Gibeirim here in our Gemara says, well, maybe it is different. You know, by Beira they said there's a special heter to do it for immediate use. By Teichin, did they say that? Do you have a Gemara that says that you're allowed to grind for immediate use? You don't find a Gemara that says that. So how could you by yourself, how could the Rashbi says, you don't find anyone before you that made this connection between Beira and Teichin? If the Gemara doesn't say it, what right do you have to say it? That's the Shulta Gibeirim's kash. I'm going to go to the hospital.
happening outside of the Gemara that says it couldn't be taken to say the opposite. It says that, okay, if you can just shut it out, the Gemara there is
Although that Gemara is not talking about Achila.
So
if you say it's a heter of Achila, okay.
So we expect Borer to close. So you have a weird thing that we follow, we pass it like this, allowed it by food, right? But we don't apply it out to other things. They shot it. Just by Borer, we think the same head there, and we apply it out to.
Yeah, that's an interesting problem. Yeah. I think we will see, but we'll see about a minute, probably next week, that this the understanding here in the Rajba of doing things for immediate use, to understand where that heta was. Was it a heta strictly for eating purposes, or was it a heta based on immediate use purposes? And I think it's a machlokes achrayim. And you bring a Gemara that says, by Bayrer,
you
don't give him the eighth.
The Gemara says, by token.
But over there, you don't have the head to.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mashed potato.
We'll have to wait on. See if that's within. Was that considered taichin? Yeah. But thank you for reminding me. Let's look here at the halacha. And the halacha is on the second page. On the second page, the second item on the page, Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Simen Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Beis. And here the Mechaba Paskins, like we saw from Rashi, the Rambam, Tosfos learn like this, the Rashba. There's also several other Rishonim, the Ran and the Mordechai and the Smak. They have a question: are you allowed to grind bread? Cut bread into small pieces. And they say, yes, it's permissible. Why is it permissible? Because the bread was already ground. And we'll have to learn about that. Ain teichin acher teichin. Once something is already ground, there's no problem of grinding it again. And we'll see the limitations to that. But you see by their answer that yes, it's permissible. Why? Because only because it was already ground. That means a carrot or a cucumber, which was not yet ground, they would hold, of course, is a problem of grinding it. So you already have many Rishonim here who hold that cutting something up into fine pieces is a problem of teiching. And that's how the Mechaber Paskins say. You grind up a vegetable into small pieces. Like we said, it's hard to know exactly how small the small. You chai mishum teiching. Right, he doesn't go with the Rambam. Yeah. Right, and that's where the Ramah adds in, v'huadin da'asalachta gregoris v'charuvim, you can't cut up hard dried figs or carob, l'fnei zekenim, before old people who can't eat it like that, for the same reason. V'davka peris v'chodei ma'asar, only fruits or vegetables, that's what's also to chop up into fine pieces. Avamutta l'far lechem l'fenatana geilim, you're allowed to grind up or make crumbs from bread for the chickens. The hoyle kvar nitzchan ein lochush, the ein teichen acher teichen, like we just mentioned. But you see, it's only because ein teichen acher teichen. If something was not ground yet, it would have a problem. And then he brings the sheet of the Rashba, which we just mentioned. The whole problem of teichen is only if you leave it for later use. If you can eat it right away, hakol shari. Everything is mutter. Means you could cut something that was not ground already, and you can cut it into very fine pieces, as long as it's for immediate use. Hakol shari, midadava abayr lechom yad, just like we have by the bayrer, which is for immediate use, the shari, kidl el simen shin yotes, and this is again from the Rajba. So, Achrayim also ask on the Shulchan Aruch here, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, and which is interesting, they're going with Rashi Shita. Yeah, Rashi and the Rajba and the Ran and the Smak. These are sort of the, we would call them the non-halachic Rishonim. And when you have the Rambam and the Rosh and Taisvis, who is can be put into that category, they're sort of ignored over here. And especially the Tor, the son of the Rosh, doesn't make mention of his father's Shita, that there's no problem of Teichein by foods. The Rosh holds, right? The Rosh says to chop up food, to cut up food into fine pieces, not a problem. It's not a problem of Teichein. He didn't even understand Rashi's pshat of cutting up small pieces of Eshva. That's Tamua. He didn't understand that pshat. So, I mean, maybe it's not exactly like we understand it to be the Rosh, yeah. So again, to recap, we had that Rashi, Shita, and Taisvis, and like many of the Rishonim, that the chop of a vegetable to make basically a regular salad, which we make on Shabbos, is a chiv chatos of Teichein. We would have one heter over there, and that is according to the Rashba. If you do it for immediate use, then for some reason it doesn't go into the malacha of Teichein. And you have the other extreme, that the Rosh seems to say it's not a problem at all to cut up food. And then you have this middle sheet, which is the Rambam, that says you cut up food in order to cook it, that'll be a problem of Teichein. Right. Mechaber doesn't seem to go with the heter of the Raj, but right. Yeah, I don't have a heter shina either. Right. Which is another possible heter, right? But not in this sif. Yeah, because normally when you talk about chopping up vegetables, you can't really do with a shina.
Mashing,
you'll be able to do that, right? Or grinding, you can do that. But for cutting something up, you can't really do it with the back of a spoon. Yeah.
No, but
he's saying is that there could be the Rashba understands the whole hetter by Beir is if you're doing it for immediate use, you don't even have to use your hand. In the Vayis HaKadosh, she says that, yeah. Yeah. And is he just, he'll learn out Abaya's hetter of Beir is if you, as long as you do it for immediate use, you can even use a keli. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that Beir is normally done with your hand, so therefore.
So when he says the Indian border, he didn't mean border in all aspects of border.
He meant over there for the immediate use heter.
But not for all the effort.
Right. Okay. So let's. Okay, so I want to mention two things over here, which I think put the malach of Teichein into context here, and certainly in this case of what the Gemara is talking about, chopping up things into fine pieces, which with these two Yesaidis, one principle based on the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is actually really based on the Magid Mishnah, and one principle that Rav Moshe writes in the Dibris Moshe, I think gives us a new, clearer understanding of what's happening over here, and then possibly we can make some sense out of the machlokes of all these Rishonim over here. We already mentioned that the Rambam says that if someone cuts up a vegetable into fine pieces in order to cook it, it's a tolda of Teichein. It means the Rambam is saying it's not the av malacha Teichein, it's a tolda. It's a subcategory of a malacha d'iraisa. Tolda is also malacha d'iraisa. You also have to bring a chatas, but it's not the main malacha that was done in the Mishkan, or that the main malacha of the purpose of this malacha of Teichein. The Torah also writes like that. The Torah also says it's daimet to Teichein. Someone who cuts up a vegetable into fine pieces, it's similar to Teichein. And we mentioned before, Rashi and Afkuf Chal Chesam and Aleph also says it's a tolda of Teichein. So which means that we have the av malacha is grinding up something into flour, taking a kernel, making flour out of it. And the told of it is chopping something up into fine pieces. And there is a Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Siman Shin Aleph. This is actually by the Malach of Haitzah, but in the beginning of this Malach, in Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph, he gives a Hakdama. He gives an introduction to many of the Malachas and the principles of Av and Tolda. And the example that he uses to make this distinction between the Av and the Tolda is Teichin. So he says like this. Okay. Not only do we have avos that were in the Mishkan, but there are also categories called toldos, which we learned down mipi Ashmua, that were told already to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only the ones that were done in the Mishkan are called malachis, which are for prohibited activities you can't do on Shabbos. Any malacha which is similar to that was done in the Mishkan, also nikras gamke mishem malacha kimayis, is also termed a malacha as the av. V'harei b'klal lo yisasek malacha, it's included in the prohibition in the pasuk, don't do any work. Kigain hachnasa mirshus harabim l'rishus hayachid is a tolda v'itzah from rishus hayachid rishus harabim. Haitzah, the last of the 39, is to take from inside your house out to rishus harabim. A tolda of that, a category of that, a subcategory, is taken from rishus harabim into rishus hayachid. What's the understanding? It's exactly similar to it. Even something that is only similar in some aspects to the Av Malacha is also a tolda, even though it's not similar to a mamish. Sheina deim al mamish. Kigain hateichin hu Av Malacha shehisa b'mishkan b'shchika samamani atzava. He says it was by the grinding the herbs, but nonetheless the same thing. You're grinding something into a powder. V'amechateich hayerech dak dak hu toldas hateichin. Why? What's the similarity from the chopping something small to the Av Malacha of grinding something? Shehateichin, if someone grinds something, lekeach guf echad, he takes something that was one item, umachalke legufim dakam harbe, and he divides it into many, many different parts. V'cholaisa davar adayim lezeh, whoever does something which is similar to that act is a toldos of teichin. Avo bishena daima lagamri. Why? Shahateichin mishane as gufarishin lagamri. Mashenkin a machateich. Avo bikain hoeva daima la baasei se gufim rabim igufechar arei zet toldosai vichain shar komalachis. So says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, a very important principle in terms of aveis and malachis, and this is the way he explains teichin. That the malach of teichin really is like most malachas and Shabbos. It's to create something new. When you have a raw piece of meat and you then cook it on Shabbos, you have changed the piece of meat, this raw piece of meat, you've changed it in terms of its feel, in terms of its properties, in terms of its color and taste. You've changed it entirely. That's a malacha. That's a creative act on Shabbos. That's why Haitzah, we call a malacha gerua. Not much done. All you did was put something from here to here. The item is the same, right? By Teichin also, you turn something from what was one thing, you turn into something new. Beforehand, you had a kernel. When you grind a kernel, what do you have now? You have flour. It's a totally new item. You can do new things with it. It looks differently, its properties are different. That's what Teichin is. The Av Malach is taking something and entirely changing it to something new. That's a Malacha, that's a creative act on Shabbos. That is the Av Malacha. Now, since the Av Malacha was taking one item and chopping it up into many items, so the Tolda of that is taking also one item, we'll take a carrot, and chopping it up into fine pieces. From one item, Guf Echad, you have Gufam Harbe. It's not changing something into something totally new. You still have a cut cucumber. You still have a cucumber. It's just cut into many pieces. It's not like your kernel, which became flour. So it's dissimilar to the av, is that you're not really creating something new. But it's similar to the av that you had one item and you chopped it up into many items.
Why is silk a token?
Sorry?
Why would beets be token?
So we're saying now...
That's not
saying,
is that
the state of
token?
Yeah, so and even though it says, the way now that the Rambam and the Rashi later and the Torah will learn, chayiv, you're just chayiv on Shabbos. But the actual malach is only a toldum.
Chayiv mishun toldum.
It doesn't matter. Chayiv, you are chayiv. You should be chayiv achatas.
Once you hold that, you know what I'm saying, shaft is an object. So the right hold shaft is a total. So I still say the Kedei Lavash will mean something else. That it has to be.
It's interesting because the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, who really says this principle, not in so many words, says it actually in the Rambam. He says, this is the way I understand the Rambam's opinion of Av and Avantolda. And he also uses Teichin as his example.
Right, it has to be dumb, so that's okay.
So he's saying...
It's dumb into the Av in the Mishkan is pulverizing in order as a step in a process, whether for dying or for Sidur of the past. And therefore, Shaf only needs one of the... It's Doma only in that sense. It's Doma that it's pulverizing, but it's not Doma because it's not a step in a process. The Chatek Yerek Dak Dak is the reverse. It's Doma in the sense that it's a step in a process, but it's not completely Doma, and it's not pulverizing. It's Chituk Dak Dak. So there you have it. That's how they fall
to the Tolos. I have a question from a Shaf Matakes, but the Magen Mishnah doesn't go with your explanation. You want to say Pshat... Huh?
I'm appealing the...
Yeah? The way he explains it also, it's from Guf Echa to Guf Harbe.
Right. No, the Rambam says it.
No, in the Magen Mishnah.
Right, but the Rambam says you take one Guf and you make out of many Guf and Harbe. Rambam says it's a very exciting.
Yeah.
He says one Guf and make it to Guf and Harbe. So that, we agree, that is... The Hamdara of the Rambam says when he gets in Kedei Lavash, and he says clearly the Shaf is a Tolda, and the Chatek Erech Dak is a Tolda.
Tolda, right?
Because both of them are missing the two elements you need in Hamdara. You need that it be a powder, and you need that it be part of a process, Kedei Lavash. When you're missing one of those, you get demoted to Tolda. You're missing both of them, you're out of the Malacha completely. So it's not exactly, as I'm saying, it's not exactly like you see Sodom in the Shulchan Aruch Hara. Because even though you made something new, you're grinding the metal, right? You still have not reached the level of the Av.
Right, right. Okay, so let's go with the Shulchan Aruch Hara now. And it's that the Av Malach of Teichin is actually... You would say is, you know, transmogrifying what you had before, because you're getting something totally new. From a kernel, you now have flour, which you now use it for something else. And mechatech yerek dak dak is that also you're making from guf echad gufam harbe. Fine. Ramesha adds one other point, which really goes with this understanding. You can understand Ramesha even better. Ramesha is coming to explain the pshat in Tosfos. Why does Tosfos say dafka silka? Only something like beets would it be a problem of teichin, but Tosfos would say, but shara eichlin, other foods wouldn't be a problem. Okay, we try to say pshat and teisvis. The Chazanish wants to say that teisvis is only talking about like bread. He means silk is a problem of teichin, but not a shar eichin like bread because it was already ground, and that's what teisvis means. Okay, maybe that teisvis should say pas, not eichin. Fine. Ramesha says like this: what teisvis means about silka, Okay, you have to know something about silica, and that is, someone mentioned before, Din Reb Chaim said it's very sharp. So Ramesha says indeed it's not only sharp, but it's bitter. The silica, certainly in the times of the Gemara, was very bitter. And the only way that you can really eat it, to make it lose its bitterness, is if that you mince it. If you chop it up, through that chopping, it loses its bitterness, and now you can eat it. What we know from the Malacha of Teichen, and that's certainly in the Av Malacha, and that will have to be in the Told of Malacha too, is that Teichen has to have some tikkun in your Malacha that you're doing. Certainly by a kernel of wheat, when you grind it up, you have been misakin something. Because now that you, beforehand you couldn't make bread, you couldn't make dough, and now that you ground it up into a flour, you can make dough. So you are misakin something in your malach of teiching. So says Ramesha, you have to, one of the components of being over on the malach of teiching is that you had to have a tikkun done. From a kernel to flour is a tikkun. Same thing he says in the Tolda. Understanding the Tolda, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that it's from Guf Echli, main Guf Amarbi, that's why grinding up into fine pieces is also Teichen in the Tolda. But you also have to have that component of tikkun. It means you have to consider that there was a malacha that you were masakin something. So if you have a food like silka, which you cannot eat because of its bitterness, and therefore you're chopping it up into small pieces, which enables you to eat it, that's the tikkun that you needed, and therefore you have the malacha of teichen, the tolda of teichen. Resembles the av that you got from guf echa to guf marbe, resembles the av that you had a tikkun and you have a tikkun. But if you take a food, which there's no real tikkun in cutting it up into small pieces,
having an onion.
So an onion indeed that you can't eat as is, because no one can eat of that, so that indeed would be a problem of teichin, and to cut it up into fine pieces certainly would be a problem of teichin then. But if you take, let's say, a carrot, or you take a cucumber, which you could just eat straight away, you could just eat it whole. So there, to chop that up into smaller pieces, that's not considered the malacha of teichin. So what? What? Why do you? In shin bays, yeah?
Correct. So that's the little tikkun in the mud by taking it off.
I mean, that's tamakash, it's malach shen shikh lagufa. Yeah? Right? That's you asking. You're saying over there, you know, and anytime you grind something, you have to have for what you grind it, and there you don't really need the particles. Okay.
But even if I answer malach shen shikh, I still have a problem with the emotions in the sink because I'm not making the tikkun in the mud by grinding it off.
No, again, Ramesh saying the Av Malach of Teichen is there was a tikkun done. There was a tikkun done. So now in that case, you're grinding the mud into pieces, right? Right. Oh, and yeah, the chayre kuncher ma'isha will be cooked, and you wouldn't really need it. Then it shouldn't be a problem of a thing, right? Shouldn't be a problem. So I think with this explanation,
if you cooked it already, it wouldn't be a problem. You could still eat it whole.
It doesn't require.
I think with this explanation we can understand the sheet of the Rush, right? The Rush said by Eichlin there's no problem of teichin. Now, the Rush, this doesn't mean that you could take a kernel and grind it up. The Rush was never dealing with the Av Malacha of teichin. The Rush was dealing with the Tolda of teichin. The case of chopping up something into fine pieces, on that the Rush says, if it's a food that you could eat, to me there's no issue of teichin over there. Why? Because I view that there's no tikkun. That's not a tikkun. If you could take the carrot and eat it just with your mouth, and to cut it up is not a real, that's not considered a tikkun. It means you can't consider that a malacha on Shabbos. It's not a malacha on Shabbos. Huh? So I think that's where you have the range of machlokes, you know. But you could certainly argue for on the side of the rush that just because you wanted to put it in a bowl with other vegetables, but that in itself, cutting that vegetable itself, which I could have eaten without cutting it, is not considered a tikkun. You know, it's just like we understand malacha geruah, because nothing really has been changed. So here the rush would say, in order to be considered a real tikkun, it had to be something like Ramesh is saying, something you couldn't eat beforehand without chopping it up. The chopping it up is the tikkun, and the dimyun to teichin is that you made from guf echad, guf from harbe.
And why would the rush not have the sukkah? Was not real
So Taisvis that says silka, Ramesh is explaining because that you had to chop it up in order to eat it. So what is the rush hold about silka? That's a good kasha. It would be schwer to say the rush told silka was a different food. Yeah, it would be a different food, and you didn't have to really cut it. You didn't have to really cut it up. Yeah. That's a kasha. Right.
For no person.
Yeah.
I grind something to feed a baby mushy food.
Yeah. Well, that will see. The Shulchan Aruch says you go anybody by rave people. You go by most people. Is this edible to most people? If it's edible to most people, you can cut it even for the young children and old people. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he says. Yeah. So I think that if you go with the Rajba Shita now, right? The Rajba had a Shita that if you grind something for immediate use, it's permissible. If you grind it for later use, it's not permissible. Right? So with this understanding also, if the Rajba also will hold that you have to grind something in order to be misakin something, so if I'm doing it for later, the Rajba will say, well, you're being misakin something with that, because now you've ground your food to have it for later, that I could view as a tikkun. The Rambam would say that's not a tikkun. It's just grinding something you could have eaten. The Rush would say it's not a tikkun. But in the Rajba, he would say, you know what? If you're doing it for later use, that's already a tikkun. If you're doing it for right now, if you're doing it for immediate use, you know, you could eat it big pieces, small pieces. You could eat it straight away. So to cut it down, to cut it right now to eat for immediate use, I don't view that as a tikkun. Me did the hava a beirer, right? Beirer too. Like we explained once, beirer also. It's like you could really eat the food. It happens to be some other things in it. It's obstructing it, but there's nothing that you're really changing by the beirer. Right, you're not by bari. You're not really doing a malacha like bishul or like teichin of the av that you grind. You have something new. All you're doing is separating the good from the bad. We call bari a malacha guru in that sense. So the told of teichin is also sort of a malacha gerua. But if you're doing it for later use, no, that there is some tikkun involved over there that the Raj would say it's asur. But if it's for immediate use, which I could have eaten as is, instead I'm chopping it up to eat right now, that's similar to beira where you would have the heter of the Yes, because if you would do it for later. Well, because he's saying if you do it for later, then that will be viewed as the tikkun that's needed in the tolda similar to the av. So that act is a chiyav chatas. But if you're going to do it for immediate use, that won't be viewed as a real tikkun. That's the way I'm explaining it. Huh? Yeah, and he throws in that svara too, because since you get to chew the food, I think he's just using that to show that you really eat it as is. Since you can eat it as is, and that's not really a tikkun when you chop it up. It would be a tikkun if you're doing it for later, because that is some element of tikkun over there. That's the way he's explaining it.
Real grinding.
That's right. So the Chazanish Taka says this thing. Like Tal and the Chazanish say that the Rajba's heter of immediate use is only going on chopping something up into fine pieces. The Rashi would never permit you to take a kernel of wheat and grind it up into flour, if you wanted to eat the flour, let's say, and have that for immediate use. Why? Because that's the Av Malacha. The Rashi was never permitting the Av Malacha to you right away. It was only in the Tolda, which only resembled the Av, because you're cutting it into fine pieces, many pieces, and that, if you have that, only could be us, or if you have the Tikkun. And it's only a Tikkun if it's for later use. And I think we could explain that the that would be.
But if you left out the Tikkun part in the Reshpah, you have the other Akronim.
I'm saying with this, I understand with the way the Chazanish says the Pshat and the Rashba. And that's why the Rosh also is only by Mechatech Dak Dak, and the Rashba is only by Mechatech Dak Dak, and that's why it explains the Rambam too. I found I won't read it out because it's 10:30 already, but there's a Taisvis Rit. If you want to see the Taisvis Rit on Daf Kuf Chav Ches, where that Rashi says at the Tolda, he also mentions this idea of Tikkun, which is really a big siyua, a big proof and support for Ramosha's Yisoid. This Taisvis Rit. The Taisvis says this, that the difference in when you're doing the Tolda of Teichin, he says, you have to have. He differentiates between achila or between tikkun. If you're doing a tikkun in your chopping up into small pieces, that is a tolda of teichin. So I think that's how explaining the sheet of the Rashba, the Rosh, the Rambam. There's just the No. He's talking about eitzim over there. He means a tikkun and what you need it for. You look over there, you'll see it. Then we argue about it afterwards when you see it. But I think that's the point he's making is that in the chopping up of something small, so in just in a practical sense, when do we say that when you want to chop up vegetables, there's going to be a problem of teichin? It's only because it resembles the aven that you're making from guf echad gufam harbe, and it resembles the aven that just like by the av you had a tikkun, in the tolda you had a tikkun. So that's why the Rashba could come along and say, immediate use, that's not a tikkun, only for later use. And the Rosh could say, a food that you could have eaten anyway, it's not a tikkun because you could eat it anyway. And the Rambam, we're saying the Pshat and the Rambam maybe is that if you're doing it in order to cook, so you have to cook the item in order, you have to cut the item in order to then cook it, that's a tikkun because you're preparing it for cooking, for the cooking stage. But if you cut it just to eat, that's not a tikkun either. And as that's the whole, the it minimizes the machlokes here, and it explains here what the malach of teichin that we're talking about. All right, next week we'll go into, we have a couple of rayas to this yisaid, and we'll go further.